USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House is defending its decision not to extend the federal eviction moratorium that expired over the weekend. At a Monday press briefing, economist Gene Sperling told reporters that because of a Supreme Court ruling, reauthorization had to come from Congress. An attempt to extend the moratorium was made in the House, but ultimately failed. Sperling also estimated that around 2 million renters now face the threat of imminent eviction. And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted Monday that he'd tested positive for COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. He said he was experiencing flu-like symptoms over the weekend before going to the House doctor. He said he's currently experiencing mild symptoms that feel like a sinus infection. He added that he was thankful to be vaccinated because he's sure his symptoms would be worse if he wasn't. Graham will now quarantine for the next 10 days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The Biden administration said Monday that it was expanding eligibility for a program to let Afghans who work with U.S. forces settle in the United States. Tim Berg reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is launching a program that will allow thousands of Afghan refugees to live in the United States.
We have a special responsibility to these individuals. If they stood with us, we will stand with them.
Blinken saying this will expand eligibility to Afghans who do not qualify for special immigrant visas. Typically, refugee status is only granted to those who worked for the United States for a 2-year period. Blinken saying this program will eliminate the time requirement and allow members of the press to seek refuge. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the A-team is moving on. U.S. women's beach volleyball duo April Ross and Alice Kleinman are on to the semifinals in Tokyo after defeating Laura Ludwig and Margareta Koch of Germany in straight sets. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senators began to dig into the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package Monday after receiving the more than 2,700-page bill late Sunday night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has pushed to get a vote on the bill done this week, while Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling for a more measured period of debate and consideration. Senator James Lankford says that he needs more time to digest the bill, but the Oklahoma Republican tells Newsmax TV that he wants to see an infrastructure bill that contains only projects that can be paid for.
Obviously, we need to do infrastructure. That's a given. We do infrastructure. But this is not just an infrastructure bill. This is the Biden team saying they want to do something historic, something that's never been done, to spend more on infrastructure that's ever been done. So it takes the normal infrastructure bill that we would do, which is about $400 billion, which is big, and then it tacks onto it all of these giant things that have no pay-fors on them at all. So it's part of it's paid for, that the typical infrastructure portion of it, and part of it's unpaid for, that's the above and beyond, we want to do something historic portion of it. Our push has been, hey, let's do the part that we can actually afford. Let's keep doing infrastructure like we always do. Every single highway that's out there is a previous infrastructure project. It's not like we've never done infrastructure before, but this is a giant debt bomb that's sitting out there on it and is the first step of a two-step process of actually heading into what Biden had asked for, to do a $4 trillion proposal, part of it entitlements, part of it infrastructure. This is the first down payment of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.